So let's go ahead and lie down on your backs. Today is July 27th, 2016, and it's lesson number 515, dragging the knees to the stomach, both on the stomach and some on the back. But it's also working with the arms. So as you're lying there, take a moment to notice how you're lying on the floor today, as we usually do. Noticing your shoulder blades. Putting some dots there for your awareness. Noticing your butt cheeks. Putting some dots there. And creating your nice rectangle that you're very familiar with. And again, this is just a way for you to draw awareness and attention to yourself and to have a perception of yourself and how you are spatially right now as you're lying on the floor. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to sense ourselves, so I give you the dots and drawing the lines to give you a way of having a sense of perception about yourself. And then from there, really paying attention to how much contact do you make with each shoulder blade? And then how much contact do you make with your buttocks, your pelvis, and then down the back of your legs? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And it's important to notice if there's any tension rolling your head to one side or the other, or is there a preference, right? Usually the preference shows up when we go onto our stomach. But you might notice that there's a preference right now rolling your head to each side. So we'll start here on your back, and then we'll go over to the stomach, and we'll be going back and forth several times. And you're going to begin to do a movement with your right leg where you bend your right knee out to the side, and this is on the floor, as if to slide your right heel, up towards your crotch, and then you reverse the movement of lengthening the leg back down. Okay? So it's just bending your leg out to the side, and the first thing to notice as you're doing this, right, is that there's a twist in the pelvis, right? So the left side of the pelvis likes to lift up. And that's fine, right? It rotates some. But as your hip gets freer, the amount that the left side of the pelvis lifts up changes. So remember, you're just sliding. So here, let's think of your leg staying like this. So just like this. So simple, you guys. You know, it's like if you were a child and you were going to sit in Indian style. You just slide. Right, some of you make it so much harder, which is something to notice about yourself. So some of you bend the knee towards the ceiling and you're not doing that. The knee just bends out to the side. Believe it or not, you do this at night sleeping. And if this is tight, right, that tells you about your hips. Yes, right? So you just do it gently, you don't force anything. Beautiful. Okay, straighten the right leg. And let's try the same movement, slowly and gently with the left side, the left leg, right? Just comparing and contrasting as we often do. Often one hip feels tighter than the other. So what is it like on this side? And notice how you're breathing, your breath and your breathing, if you're holding your breath. Beautiful. Pause again. And now the next movement, I'm going to have you just think first and then do. So you're just going to think about pulling both legs up at the same time, right? And again, you don't have to go to the maximum place, right? So just stay in the range where it's really comfortable. Beautiful, Nancy. So, right, you bend the knees and the feet come up. And then you're going to, beautiful, Leah, and then you're going to straighten them back down. Nice, Barb. And notice, does one leg like to move a little ahead of the other leg? Right? It's so subtle. I always suggest looking for these really subtle things. Or can you truly make the movement smooth where they're coming up and then lengthening back out at the same rate? So when you get the legs to move at this same rate, how does that change the tension? That's it, right? So can you sense that as you do the legs easily at the same rate, your breath and your breathing gets better, whatever little tension was there softened? Huh. Excellent. Beautiful. And let's rest the legs now. Okay, so we'll do some movements here with your arms to kind of prepare you for what we're going to do on the stomach. So again, let's begin with your right arm. And your right arm is probably somewhere along your side right now, down by your side. And just notice your right arm. Notice the right shoulder, the right side of your neck, how everything's feeling there. And then I'm going to have you slowly start to slide your right arm along your side, bringing it up to shoulder height. And then going up a little bit further. Remember how we've been going into that V? We haven't done the V for a little while, a few lessons, right? But we did Vs without the elbows bending, right? So just, Leah, just do the right arm. Leah, bring the left arm down. Yeah, just the right arm. And then you slide it down. So go really slow with this movement, right? This is going to tell you a lot about you, your shoulder, right? So there's a couple things that are happening, right? So you're creating an arc, right? It's like if you were going to be like a snow angel. And inside the shoulder joint, because it's a ball in a socket, it's turning inside there. It's scooping around. And that's the movement that I'd like you to look for, to sense, to feel, to notice. And what you may notice is that there isn't scooping. You might notice that there's a little scooping, but then all of a sudden it butts up against a point and there's no more scooping. Okay, this is valuable information because there should be scooping and turning. So your arm turns from palm down to palm up, right? This turning that should be happening inside the joint. So you start off, right? Usually palm down, and as you go up, it's palm up, right? Somewhere along the line. You feel beautiful. Is everybody feeling that? Leah, how are you doing with this? Yeah, so try. Huh? That's okay. The more that I can get you inside the shoulder joint and not, you know, thinking just the rotator cuff. So you feeling this turn is so important. So it's like, just feel like in there, this, yes, that you can do that, right? Mm-hmm. Excellent. like this would be so useful for you to do on your own. Yeah. Just keeping that. Yes. Yeah, so just turning and opening. And then, yes. Excellent, you guys. So bring your right arm down now by your side. And just sense what that did. How that feels. Right? It's a little happier. You know how when we do a movement and our hip is happier? Right? Well, so the shoulders can feel compressed too. So is that shoulder, does it feel a little happier in there? Somehow you acquired a little space now. I know it's harder to feel in the shoulders, right, than the hips in some ways. So we're going to try the same thing with your left arm. So you're going to slide it out along the side, sorry. And then you find that moment where it wants to turn, and you bring it up. Thinking towards the V, you want to keep the elbows straight, right? And so Leah's doing such a good job about this of like there's no goal to get anywhere, right? She's staying in the range that's doable for her, which is what all of you should be doing. And some of you can get all the way up, right? And some of you, this arm inside the shoulder joint is a little freer. So it's your opportunity to learn. Huh. What's freer? What can I do on this side that felt impaired on the other side? Beautiful. Excellent. Now, bring that arm down, and why don't we just try a couple times to do both arms at the same time. And again, stopping with the arm that can't go as far. So both arms stop at that, right? Never pushing that arm to go further, so do less. But just feel what it's like to do both arms at the same time. Right, so you slow it down so that you're equalizing the two arms. Breathing. Good. And then you'll bring your arms down by your side and pause and rest with this. Okay, so from here, we're going to roll over onto your stomach. Once you lie on your stomach, please place your left ear on the floor. So that means your face is to the right. And your hands are kind of out to the side. There you go. Elbows down, comfortable place. So they're not under your head, but just out to the side. There you go. So face to the right, light left ear down. And now we're going to try to start with your right leg, doing the movement we just did on your back. So you're going to bend your right knee out to the side and slide it up. The foot comes towards the crotch, right? Right? That's it. And then you slide it down. So you begin to feel how the right side of the pelvis lifts up. You turn your pelvis slightly to the left, just like you did on your back. So Leah, think of not bringing your foot out to the side. So straighten your leg back down. Bend your knee out to the, yes, and that's it, like that. And then straighten again. Nope. So when you straighten, think of straightening like this. Think of this part being active, not this part. So bend the knee, pull the knee up. This is just passive. And then you straighten, right? So it's this area moving. There you go. That's it. And you know, let's, you guys are so interesting with your left arm. Let's have your left arm come down by your side. There you go. And it would be the back of the hand resting on the floor, right? Excellent. Beautiful. Now, drag that right knee up and let's keep it up, right? Somewhere where it's comfy, right? Again, this is a position often that we're found sleeping in. And now we're going to begin to move that right arm, right? Same movement you just did on your back. But I know these movements feel just completely different, don't they? So you're on your stomach and you're going to start to slide. That's it, the right arm up towards your head, and then you slide it back out to the side. So in the beginning here, as much as possible, you want to keep that arm straight. There's going to be a phase where you bend it. That's it, but you slide it up. And then the next phase is you're going to start to introduce to yourself sliding that right hand under your head, right? So it's going to start to come under your head as if to come over to the left. So try not to do too much of the bending in the beginning. So try sliding the forearm, that's it, and then arm bends, and then you're going to bring it underneath your head. Keep exploring. Think it out. That's it. That's it, Barb. There you go. And if you can, try to avoid lifting your head, right? So your head rolls over your arm, right? So some of you presuppose this and you use the neck muscles, right? So what you do is, you know, the head's like a bowling ball. It rolls when required to roll. Something's in the way, so it's gonna roll over. That's it, over the arm, Barb. So eventually your right arm is gonna stick out under your head over to the left side. So more things have to happen with the rest of your body.
Did that last thing again?
So your right hand is going to stick out to the left, right? There you guys go. Well, we'll start with that. Okay, let's straighten yourself and let's have you turn your head to the left. So let's put your right ear down. Bring your right arm down along your side to be nice and relaxed and start with the first movement on your left leg, left side. Remember, easily bringing the leg up and then lengthening it down. Having your left arm up along your side. Turn your head all the way. Marlene, can you get your ear down a little? Yeah, there you go.
More so on this side than I can.
Yeah. Yeah. So you bend the leg and straighten it, and then you bend it up to find that good place where you can keep the knee up. Right, and then you're going to start to slide your left hand. Right, so just begin to slide it up towards your head and back down, making an arc, knowing that you're going to eventually slide it underneath your head. And starting to introduce it coming under your head, right? And what else would you do with your head? It rolls over the arm. could your head possibly start to roll to the right? Right, what would that mean? What would the shoulder girdle do then? There you go, Corinne, right? Right, the very thing you said you've been playing with. And then roll back, right? So as you slide the left arm under the head does start to roll the face over to the right. So right there, Nancy, keep going, but let your face roll. Nope, your face isn't roll. There you go, keep rolling it. Keep rolling it, keep roll, yes. And then let your head roll over the back of that arm. Let it, yeah, and that's lifting, rolling. Let it just drop over in the back side. Nope, let it drop, roll it over. You're lifting, let it roll over, trust it. So guess what, that right shoulder has to lift. Left, yes, let it roll over, fall. Let your head fall back. Let the leg straighten. There, oh, my God, do you struggle this much at sleeping, right? When you're sleeping, you're not working so hard. Now bring it all the way back, right? Yeah, there you go. Now bring the leg back up, yeah? Now put it all together, make it natural. I'm gonna roll over. I'm stretching, I'm turning. Oh, drop the head, drop there. Nice. So some of you, I'm gonna keep you going, and we'll come back to it in a minute, but keep going. So that's it, Barbara, now reach. Reach, reach, reach. Same with you, let your head drop over the back of the left arm. Why are you keeping it on? Reach, reach to the right. Reach, reach to the right. Let your head drop backwards towards my voice. Let the left leg straighten. There, oh, let the head drop now, drop. Let it drop, now let it roll back over. Do that a couple times, that's it. Just let it roll, right? Let that neck tension go. You're on the floor. Your head can't get hurt. So Lynn? Roll, bring the arm up. Don't know what happened with the leg, but that's okay. Roll over, reach, 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 reach with that arm. Let the back of your head roll over the left arm and start to bend the right knee up along your side.
The right knee?
Right knee. You're gonna reach to the right, reach to the right. Your head, let it roll back. Come on, batter girl, roll all the way over. Back, back, get that head off your arm. Now do that again. Okay, bend the left leg. Get it up there. Okay? Just feel it. It's natural. It's natural. Oh, I gotta go somewhere. Gotta go somewhere. Straighten the other leg. Straighten the leg.
Oh.
Why would you keep it straight? Oh, there you go. Come on, bend this leg up. There. Let this go.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay.
Cool. Twist that, there. Now that time didn't hurt.
Oh, okay.
You're just real protective today. There you go. That's it, Leah. Bring the arm under, roll. Now can you bring the other arm up, Leah? Yep, a little bit more so that you can change the legs. Everybody else is, so nope, bring the arm back up. Bring this arm back up. And now once you turn your head like you did, straighten this leg and bend this leg and bring it up and twist. Yeah, and then this arm can come under a little bit more. Roll over it. Yes. That's what I want you to feel. Roll over this arm. Oh, there. And now roll back. We'll just do baby steps. And then this comes back out. Nope, not pull it back like this. Let's try softly. Bring that knee up. So use the leg to help you. There you go. So up, over, under. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Such a body I am.
You're doing there. There. Now bring that knee up. Yes, straighten. Oh, relax this. Nope.
Just hold the arm on the right one.
Just patience. Don't worry about this one. It can be anywhere, but this one, you're getting all stiff. So, yeah, just easy. Yeah. Straighten it like this. Comes under like this. Now we're going to go back. Don't pull it in. There you go. Now straighten it. Bring it up to your ear. There. Feel that movement. That's the movement. Roll over. Nope. Don't pull it back. There you go. Okay, everybody roll onto your back. Wasn't that nice? Oh! Just rest on your back. We stayed there a long time. Just feel how things feel in your upper back, arms, neck. So let's go back to working with the right side on your back. So let's piece together your right arm and your right leg. So as you would slide your right arm along your side and bring it up, think of the right knee bending out to the side. Right, put those two together. There you go. And just stay in the range that's comfortable and then come back down again. But slowly progressing to that you could bring the arm up. Nice, Lynn. You're getting a little more relaxed. Nice, Nancy. All right, so Nancy just figured out that there's a place when her arm gets high enough that her head starts to turn to the left, right? Because if you were to continue the movement and bring the arm above you and make contact with the side of your head and reach over to the left. That's it. And then what are you going to do with the knee? Right? What's the knee going to do? Certain point. What's the knee going to do, Corinne? Figure it out. What is it going to do? That's it. It's going to lift up, right? Right? It's going to lift up. How are you going to get over onto your left side? I spoon feed you too much. That's it, Lynn. Think about the natural, beautiful Nancy. Nancy, you did that fabulous. And then what happens with the left leg? Right? Think, what have we been doing with the legs? Beautiful, Leah. You got it figured out. No, Marlene. What do you do with the left leg? Think it out. Go back. Just think what we're doing. We're only bending one leg at a time, then the other leg. Figure it out. Reaching with that arm. Lynn, beautiful. Right? Now, as you continue to play with this, right? Let's just keep going. Because you guys are doing... That's it, Marlene. Now think, what do you do with the left leg? Left. No, that's your right.
Left.
Yes, left leg. That's it. Keep going. Right? Then go back, right? That's it. Then the left leg straightens and the right leg bends. Try it again. Straighten the right leg. So start down. Bend. Let it be natural. Now feel this relationship. You reach and turn over with the arm. Delayed right there. Right there, you should start to bend the left knee and start to straighten the right one already. Yes! So work on that, and then see, you're holding in your neck. So let your neck go. Right? So straighten. That's it. That's it, Corinne. Come over and bend. Nope, Corinne, go back. Nope. No. Right there. Right that point, you need to start straightening the right leg and bending the left. That's it. Okay? Okay, that's it, Lynn. Beautiful. There you go, Corinne. That's it. And that's it. Then you change the... That's a girl. See that? No, we're not going that far, but you can. We can eventually do that. Much better, Marlene. Now that is related. I want you to really feel what you're doing. The pelvis is related to your neck. They're connected. So as that transition gets smoother, you let your head relax. Great, okay. Come back to your back. We'll pause for a minute so we can do the other side. Isn't this nice? Right, like as this gets so much smoother, right? It's just this like, oh my goodness, you're rolling in all these huge significant, Lynn's looking at me like, no, this isn't nice. All these huge significant movements are occurring in a lovely, soft, natural way. Right? Kind of if we get out of our own way, things do just happen, right? It's a very organic lesson. Okay, so we're going to try the same thing. I know, Nancy, you kind of moved to this, but we're going to go through it the left side. So you start with the left arm, right? As the left arm comes up, that's it, Marlene. The left knee bends. Don't be in a rush. Right, just do baby steps, a little bit and a little bit. And you know what you're going to do. You're going to add on, and you start to bring that arm, the head rolls, and then the other leg starts to bend. Leah, beautiful. Keep going. That's it, Leah. Right? The most important, I shouldn't say, one of the most important things I'd like you to feel from this lesson is this letting go in your head, that it can roll over your shoulders and arms, right? But this is all back to what we've been working on for weeks of letting this upper shoulder girdle area be super free. So to be really free is to turn and twist in these shoulder joints and to be able to roll over, right? You think that right now the left arm is active, but feel what you're actually doing on the right arm, right? That's the shoulder that you're rolling over. There's as much going on the right side as the left side. This is what's so tricky in the brain, is that you think you're doing things on the right or the left side, right, Nancy? But for the head to roll over that whole shoulder and arm, tremendous of things are happening in the neck and shoulder on the right side. The side that you're rolling over onto, right? And the more that you can allow this, it's rolling and compressing, and then, right, it's just like when we slid the arm underneath us on our knees and hands, right? But now you're doing it on your stomach. That's it. And then you can even explore, which Nancy's doing. She's like really getting into this. She's doing good with this. You can try one side, beautiful, Barb, feel that. And then you can do the other side, right? And this is huge for Leah. She didn't ever think she could do this. It's like, this is like a big movement. It's like, oh my gosh, her head, she can roll and compress onto this right arm. And that's going to change that rotator cuff. And then you go to the other side, right? And eventually, you can even see if you can roll and pass through the stomach, but we'll do that in a minute. We won't do that yet. Just do side to side, and then we'll take a break again. You know, so then the next level of this is that you really pay close attention. You know, it's placing yourself under a microscope, right, to ask yourself, where am I holding? Right, where do I have still tension? Why do I have a sense I need to hold and protect? What am I protecting? Why do I need to protect? Right? These are just really potent questions. The reason you feel the need to protect is because you haven't experienced that it's safe to do this, right? To be in an environment where you're moving slowly and gently, where you can back off at any moment, you can gauge yourself, and by doing this, you actually create the safe environment to experience, I can let go. It is okay. Beautiful, Marlene. Just let that head fall back. Oh, there you go. Okay, let's rest on your back. So just rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. I think next week I want to add in somewhat of some work with our breath and breathing in a lesson. Maybe roll your head a little bit to the right and left and see how that's feeling. Okay, so let's start, let's say, with the right side again, and take yourself like you've been doing over to the left, and then see if you can go a little bit further, like what would take you all the way over onto your stomach. So what is the next piece, right? That's it. So Lynn, what would you do next? Right, the right arm is going to come under your tummy. So the right arm, then that's it, and goes under your tummy. It's going to pull you through the other way. Yes! So you're going to use your arms to pull you around. And the legs are really the passive part, you guys. They follow the arms. That's it, Nancy. So come all the way over. And then once you're there, Nancy, that's it. Keep your head going. And now this arm comes down. This slides underneath there, and it's going to flip you over. That's it. Yes! But now find it more organic and natural. That's it, Leah. Oh my goodness, that's so awesome with your right arm. Mm-hmm. Right? So here's this next little piece. We're gonna just try. Okay, you're gonna try, that's it. And here, turn it this way. Bend it, bend. Okay, put your head down, relax. Oh. Okay, we're gonna try to slide this under your waist and pull it out the other side. There you go. Whoa. Keep sliding. And then you're going to use this hand. Pull this out all the way. Pull.
I can.
Yes, you can. Pull. There. And now you're going to try to reverse that. Stick it. Bend the elbow. Bend. Pull it back underneath. And roll this way. Yeah, but don't lift your body like that. You don't need... Nope. The arm should have been down. No. Here. Okay. Just listen. Just hang with me. I won't hurt you.
No,
okay?
I know.
Trust me. Okay? You're gonna slide this underneath and you don't need to lift this. Roll, use this arm and roll your body over that. Nope. Use your arm on the floor. Roll over it. Yeah, just roll over it. There it is. Now you're gonna do the same thing. You're gonna go back over it, but bend that elbow. There you go, bend the elbow. And now bring this back out. There, like that! Yes! Don't worry about bringing it up. Just practice that. And then slide it underneath, elbow bent, roll, use this arm to roll over. relax your head. That's it. And then you just go back. Yeah, use this hand to support you. Slide it back out, just like that. There. Excellent. Oh, you guys are roly-polies. Keep going. Now try the other side. Right? Gosh knows where you're at. So, right, if you come back onto your back, huh?
This is great.
Isn't it great? It's so powerful to feel that your upper body can twist you like this. It's so much freedom. Leah, you take a rest.
Okay.
Yeah, you just rest. Rest that arm. Don't move it around. Just lay it down by your side. It's new for it. It's okay. It's safe. I had my rotator cuff torn since I was 20. I know it oh too well. Yep, they never repaired it. Thank God.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to take the surgery.
Yeah, so if you learn what I'm teaching you, you'll be fine. Yep. They had enough surgeries to do on me, so they eliminated some of them. So you slide the left arm, bend the left leg, you rest for a minute. That's it, Corinne. Come all the way over. Feel what you're going to do. That's it. That's it. Then bring that left arm down. Slide it under your body. Slide it under your waist. Pull your... flip back over again. Look at... There you go. That's it. Keep working.
Same way, so that we will go.
Nice, Lynn. There you go. Yeah, just try and let it go. It's okay.
Yeah, massaging it, it's just so much pain here.
Let's try the other arm if you want a little bit. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And then, yeah, just bring this arm over. There you go. There you go. What'd you ask?
For some reason, I keep scooching that direction, so I have to scoot.
That's it. So just play with this for another minute or so. I don't want to stop you. I don't want to change anything. I don't want to add anything in. What's most important at this point, because you know what you're doing, right? It's now the quality, right? So how you continue to learn is you continue to ask yourself, where can I let go more? Where can I make this softer? Right? You look for where you're still holding. The holding could be in your jaw. It could be in your foot. Right? It's movements like this, Lynn. The foot. Look what your right foot's doing right now. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's such a strong habit. Soften the right foot. So now what you say to yourself is, I'm going to go through this entire movement. Paying attention to that right foot can be soft. Waist. So it's up to you to discover where is your default place to hold. Right? Is it the toes, the feet, the jaw? And it doesn't mean speeding anything up. It sometimes means you go slower and then you soften that place. How can you soften it? It's not that arm, Lynn. Yeah. No, so that's the wrong arm. That's why you're having trouble. Think it out. Start again. There you go. Come over. Right? It's the arm that's underneath you that you pulled the elbow under. The arm that you're lying on. The right arm. Bend the elbow. Pull it. Yes. So some of you, when you're rolling over your arm, You're not having the elbow bent at your waist. Marlene, bingo, elbows, yes. Slide right there. I just want you to slide it out right now, and now slide it in. And pull, right? Reach. Not that arm, the same arm I'm dictating, yes. Not that arm,
okay,
the right arm. Listen to the right arm, okay? Go back over, pull that right arm with the elbow, pull it out, pull. Nope, why did you do that strange movement? The arm, nope, the, right? Why do you do all this lifting up in the air? There's no reason to lift in the air, right? There's no reason for it. You're here, slide it under, right there, stop, slide it back. Come here. And it's this. No, why do you do that? It's right here. Right? This. Do you see how that causes you problems? Look at what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Stop doing it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Slide. Slide. Reach. Reach. That's it. There. Now bend the elbow. Pull it back under. And just let it relax there.
Okay.
Don't add this nonsense. Reach.
That nonsense felt natural.
Reach. There. Now pull it back under. There. And just let it relax here.
Okay.
Yes. That's it. The elbow comes to your waist.
I am totally screwed up. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
That's a good sign.
Okay. I don't know which arm does
okay. Shh. Okay, breathe. Breathe. Okay, start the movement. Relax. That's it. Roll over. And now right there, bend the left elbow under your waist. Yes. Keep going. Now keep going. Come onto your tummy. Yeah, pull the left arm out. Okay, there you go.
But
don't do, you know, you guys do these things so clunky. Okay, think what to do. So now, Lynn, bring the right arm down. That's it. Bend the hand to come under your waist and the elbow. That's it. Slide it under and reach. There you go. Okay, it is critical. Elbow has to pull under the waist. That's where you guys get all messed up and then you mess up your shoulders. Pull the elbow towards the waist, and then you roll over the shoulder and the shoulder girdle. When you keep that arm out straight, it's like, yes, a mess. See, Lynn? Beautiful. That's it. You're not all messed up.
Well,
never mind. Well, so was Marlene, and okay. Roll onto your backs and rest. How are we feeling? Is it calmer?
Yeah. I'm just not sure I'm doing it right. So far, it's okay.
That, well, yeah, there's that way. Come back. Nope. Yeah. So you got that part. Now reverse it. That's it. And come all the way over. And then you want to do the same thing when you come on this side. But it's good enough for right now. Okay, so rest on your backs. Feel your neck, shoulders, pelvis. You okay, Corinne?
Yeah, I just have a tightness in my back.
Feel how your shoulders are. Roll your head to the left and right. Your head should feel so soft and loosey-goosey, right? Right, so this lesson really, again, it's very organic, but it's like it's really, these last 2 weeks I've done some really, you know, subtle, nice, full-bodied movements, right? Just getting everything to really let go. Okay, so in a moment, you're going to roll to a side and come up to sitting and then standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.